Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
That it is. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tony Bruschi along with Carol Hughes, and we are here to get you the verdict in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill in this very segment of the podcast. If you're wanting to go right to the verdict, well, you can fast forward a little bit. We are starting to record this approximately 5 minutes before the time that they have said that they will be announcing the verdict, which is 12:45 local time in Idaho. We are at 1:41 Central here right now, so approximately 4 minutes away. We all know that these time windows can be a little bit tricky. Sometimes it's not exactly on time, but we will go right to that as soon as a verdict is being delivered by the court and give it to you in real time right here. Carol, this has been a case that has been on many people's minds for many years now. I remember first hearing about it on Dateline several years back and just having my mind blown that there could be this couple that have missing children. At the time, we didn't even know if they were dead yet. But their children were missing for all these months, right? 5 or 6 months total. And in this time window, they did not participate in a search for their children. They did not participate in anything anyone was asking them to do to bring their children back. They just continued to lie about where they were at all the way to Kauai, where eventually they were served with papers. That video just came out yesterday. Did you get a chance to see that, the actual video?
Yes.
Of Chad and Lori being served papers outside at a pool, looking very, almost, I think, kind of surprised. I was kind of taken aback at how surprised they looked.
I think that one video put everything into perspective.
You know, here these kids are. Everybody's looking for these kids, desperate to find these kids. And this is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just hanging out. But we have learned in this court proceeding that Lori did think she deserved to be happy. I mean, I just can't even wrap my brain around that. The kids are missing, but she's like, I got to be happy too.
That's what she had said in the phone call. I believe it was the phone call to her sister, to Summer Shiflett. Yes. I mean, there were so many phone calls in this that were revealed to the jury. And we have since played back here on the podcast, and you can go back and find this if you want to listen to them. But it really paints a picture of someone who can really has an astonishing way of thinking. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's evil, but it is astonishing that someone can be so disconnected from their own children that they purport to love and care for, and somehow this bastardized version of religion came into play, and that took over and became everything to her, you know, and Chad. And at least that's what it appeared to be on the surface.
Yeah, it did take over, but it also gave them an excuse to do what they did.
It did.
In a way, because they're zombies. They have to rid the world of zombies. Mm-hmm. And so it gave them an excuse to do something about these children. Now, I personally think that her brother was involved in the actual murder. I don't know that she was necessarily, as far as hands-on physically, yeah, but yeah. I think she directed the whole thing. I think Chad directed the whole thing.
I think Chad helped direct the whole thing as well. I think, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I believe for a long time, and maybe still to this day, she still very much believes in Chad and his teachings. And I actually have a little bit of information to talk about on that moment in just a moment. But I do wonder how much was Chad invested in these beliefs, and how much was Chad just a narcissist who finally found a way to communicate with a woman that he found to be attractive and was going to do whatever it took to keep that going, because he had never had that before. And so he's getting these texts from her constantly asking about, this is close to when JJ and Tylee were killed, what level are they at? What number are they at? Because Chad would assign levels of being a demon and being a human being. And as their numbers got lower, they were closer and closer to not being human and being 100% demon. And Lori seemed to constantly want the number to get down to zero. And eventually Chad's like, yep, they're at zero. And we may, at this next time we get together, have to have a little intimate time. I'm paraphrasing, it was something like that. But in the same breath, in the same string of text, sometimes even in the same damn message, they're talking about killing children in a very very easy to decipher code, if you will, and also having sex at the same time. It just seems so completely bizarre that one could function this way from not only Lori's standpoint, but Chad's as well.
Why do you suppose, and I've never asked you this question, so I don't know if you have an answer for it, but why were they so intent on eliminating, basically, probably is what they thought they were doing, the two children, her two children, and not his kids?
Because his kids weren't in the way. His kids were
but
grown.
What were her kids doing that put them in the way? Because Tylee
were
was
young.
Getting older. She was going to be out on her own soon.
His kids were young, her kids were young, and they were still dependent on being in a home with parents. His kids were not. His kids had been grown and had started their own lives, so they weren't necessarily a barrier to her happiness. And as we know from personalities like this, these narcissistic, I mean, she goes beyond it, obviously, probably psychopathic.
They both do. They both do.
Yeah, type traits. Anything that stands in their way of their happiness, whether it be children or anything, it doesn't matter who it is. If they are somehow in the path of the direction that they believe they should be going into, they want them gone. And that's exactly what happened. But they found a way, or she found a way, to mentally justify this. I don't believe it was just a let's kill the kids and hide. I think that she truly believed that they were being eliminated for a good reason, or she called them obstacles that they were doing the right thing. They were taking evil out of the world because their children were no longer evil. At least that's what they purported to believe. That's what I think she believed for a little while. I do wonder how much Chad truly believed it or how much he was just pulling strings and saying whatever he thought she wanted to hear so that she would stay with him and they could continue to go along with things. And she seemed very happy every time Chad or Alex did her bidding. I think Chad took some notes from Alex along the way going, oh, look at this. Look how she reacts to him when he does what she wants. What if I start doing that too?
Good point.
Yeah. And I do wonder a bit about Alex in terms of how he died. I know it was a pulmonary embolism, technically, what killed him, but what brought it on? What caused that? That's a good question to be asking, and I think should still be looked at as much as it could possibly be. But I wonder if there was a level, and this is going to sound sick, but it's true, of jealousy between Chad and Alex, and Chad wanted Alex out of the picture because he viewed him as a male competitor to Lori, albeit Alex was her brother, but they did exhibit overt sexual attention to each other throughout their lives.
And he basically killed her former husband for her.
Yeah, exactly. She was capable of doing that.
Alex has already done the ultimate sacrifice for Lori.
Yeah.
Like, what could Chad do?
Exactly.
Well, Chad could come along and offer to, you know, you're the number two on this of this 144,000. Of course, he's number one, but you get to be with me. And I wonder that whole, and I'm using air quotes, religion, that he, you know, all the books that he wrote and stuff. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was kind of his way to kind of tap into that, those lost people who will fall for things like that. And it made him more important because he was probably never like the popular guy in school. I'm just guessing.
He wasn't. No. I mean, I think that through the writings is what he discovered as a way to communicate with people. From everything we know about Chad Daybell and his interactions with people while he was married to his wife, Tammy, I've heard conversations with his former sister-in-law that he was always very bizarre, very much 100% about Chad. Would they have a family gathering or something? All Chad wanted to do was talk about his books. He had no interest in learning anything about anyone. It was just me, me, me. Look at the, I mean, us coming from radio, we know people like this who are very, very ego-driven. I think he was very much that way with the books. And if he wasn't coming out with prophecies and he wasn't making these big statements, he's just another writer about end times, which now I guess doesn't make him quite as exciting to the lady folk that would be interested in this. As we learn more about, you know, he even chose who Alex should marry. He picked Zulema out of the group. I almost do wonder, was he trying to build this thing into a cult type situation, which would end up being polygamist in some way, shape, or form? Because there have been implications that Chad was a bit flirty with some of the other women that were involved in this. But apparently nothing ever really transpired out of that as far as things had gone.
Well, but then he also met Lori, the love of his life.
He met Lori, yes. And then it was all about Lori.
Let's get rid of my wife, too. That'll be convenient.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
Do you think there's any chance that she could be found not guilty on any of these charges? I know that sounds absurd coming out of my mouth, but I have to ask.
The fact that the jury came back this quick does
not... How many hours total did they deliberate?
I don't know exactly. If I were to guesstimate, they went in yesterday afternoon. I think they spent about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Today, they spent about 2 or 3, so I'd say 5 to 6 hours tops.
And there was several charges that they had to discuss. So it was more than just the two children. There was the money from the Social Security, those charges, and then Tammy Daybell.
If there's one that may be found not guilty on, I could see possibly Tammy. Although when we really take a look at this in the terms of conspiring to kill, she should be found guilty. She at least was a part of that. I don't know that she actually is the one who executed the executions, if you will, with whatever means they used. We've heard pickaxe. We've heard shovel. We've heard all sorts of horrible, horrible things, asphyxiation. But she certainly was there as a cheerleader and at the very least aware that the people around her were doing these things. And she continued to aid and abet and participate and be a willing participant into this insanity.
And I think even more so, like we mentioned the word director a little bit ago, but I think she was a participant and directed things at the same time.
Yeah, I, without a doubt.
Dad knew what they were doing. And then just things like, where are your children? Oh, there was so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And that person didn't have the kids. She knew the person didn't have the kids, but it bought them a little bit more time until they came up with the next lie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like she's just manipulating constantly and trying to keep all these. I don't know how you think you can forever have people looking for these kids. Eventually, they're going to find them. To find them where they found them makes them both seem even more guilty.
100%. What I found interesting at the very end was the fact that the defense did not really provide much of a
defense.
There
was no defense.
Other than in cross, they did their job there, but then they rested. They said, we believe that the state has not met their burden of proof, and we rest. And I've been asking a lot of people about that. Attorneys all over the country, when I've had them on, were you surprised by that? And many of them were. But what I've just learned in the last hour or so from people on the ground there that had some insight, this is a source that throughout the time of the trial, was Lori participating in her own defense? Yes, but she was not participating in a way that would have been helpful. She was turning down. She very much did not allegedly want the defense to go down the road of attacking Alex or attacking Chad, which we didn't see a lot of. But the defense did at some times have to point out that, look, we believe Chad or Alex had something to do with this. Every time that those things are brought up, from what I'm told in the courtroom, Lori could be seen visibly cringing, very much not wanting to drag them through the mud or throw them under the bus whatsoever. And that is also very likely why we did not see any sort of defense come into play when it was their turn to take the stand with witnesses, because Lori simply didn't want it. She didn't want anything to hurt Chad or the legacy, if you will, or the image of her brother Alex, all of which are absolutely horrible. But in her mind, she's thinking, these are exalted human beings that are prophesizing the future and have a major impact on their life.
And can you imagine the behind the scenes meetings the lawyers had? Like, who should we put on to defend her? Who could they even come up with? Even if she's not about in any way defaming Chad or Alex, who else could they put on the stand, though? There's nobody who's going to get on there and defend her. She's got nobody.
Well, and that's the thing. The other thing that could have been brought up was mental health, even though that's not an argument or a plea that can be made in Idaho. They could have gone down that road. They could have brought in mental health experts to talk about her state of mind and to point out, look, this is not the decisions of someone who is in a good state of mind, who is doing well. Apparently, Lori also poo-pooed that, didn't want that to be brought up because she believes she's completely sane and well.
So with removing those two options, what do they have? Absolutely nothing. And that's what we saw.
Yeah, I mean, they have absolutely nothing. That's I think, really what it comes down to. You could bring in expert witnesses. You could try and poke holes in this or that, expert witnesses who are not necessarily, expert witnesses typically are not involved in the case. They're just there to testify about evidence and poke holes in it and say, well, here's why this is impossible. The duct tape could have been one of those things that I could see someone coming in and talking to. We didn't really, and that really wasn't a huge key piece in much of this, the duct tape, but they did find a hair on it. They did find DNA. But I could argue too that duct tape sometimes you can get hairs on it. And it doesn't necessarily mean you're involved in whatever was going on. We just saw Lori enter the courtroom right now. Her defense, she just sat down while everyone is standing. And now it appears she is sitting down. We're waiting for the judge to enter the court. And then we should be able to go and bring you the audio of the sentencing of Lori Vallow-Daybell. I do not believe we're going to see the verdict. The sentencing is not going to be today.
Right.
That will likely be sometime in the coming weeks. And of course, we'll have that for you as well. But as of right now, she's in the court and we are keeping a close eye on it. It's hard to see because the cameras, I now have a better idea of what we are looking at. I've heard from so many reporters saying it's hard to see people's faces if they were not necessarily in the courtroom, because the three cameras that they have set up, really, they end up pulling in far more of the actual courtroom than they do the people. But Lori appears to be there, dressed in black, her hair neatly done. From what we can tell, it's not a close shot of Lori, but it appears that she's there, and you know, she has herself made up to be looking good in court today.
Well, I mean, it's a big day.
Yeah.
I think that looking back, you know, at the trial now that we've listened to everything, I think the prosecution did a great job of explaining it, of laying it all out, and lots of details came out in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was fascinating to listen to in that really sick sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was hard not to pay attention to it. It was bothersome to hear what you heard.
At the very end and closing arguments, I was very impressed because there were so many elements to this case and it was very hard to remember everything because there was just so much, but they did a very good job of going through everything and reminding the jury of this and that and the other thing. All right, they are standing in court right now. The judge is entering and we're going to take you there right now with the audio. In just one second. The shades have just been drawn. Lori is standing. They are all now about to sit. And I think we can go to the court with Judge Boyce. We are getting ready to hear from the judge. Appears to be opening some documents.
Everyone, we are going on the record. I'm the court reporter. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. This is case CR 22-21-1624, State of Idaho versus Noreen Vallow. The matter before the court today is for a verdict in the jury trial that's been conducted over the last several weeks in this case. The court will note on the record, prosecution is here represented by Mr. Wood, Ms. Blake, and Ms. Smith. The defense, Mr. Archibald, Mr. Thomas are present, as well as the defendant who is present. The court's been advised that the jury has reached a verdict at this time. Is the state ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the defense ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. Let's have the jurors ride in, please. While the jurors are being brought in, I'd like to indicate that this matter is being live streamed on the court's YouTube channel. In addition, the court's existing conduct order is in effect, and everyone needs to comply with that conduct order. This verdict has several counts. The court is going to require that all in attendance abstain from any sort of loud outbursts or sounds that could in any way affect the proceedings in this matter as the counts are read in the verdict. And I expect to maintain order and decorum, as has been the case throughout this trial, with those in attendance. So please keep that in mind once we get to this stage of these proceedings. So with that in mind, if the jurors are ready, they can be seated.
All right, please.
We have the jurors coming in right now and being seated as everyone stands.
All right, thank you, Mr. Bailiff. Please be seated.
Good
note that we had alternate jurors that were excused upon deliberation. So now the remaining 12 jurors who have deliberated are here and appear to all be properly seated. Will counsel stipulate that the jury is all present and properly seated from the state?
Yes, Your Honor.
Will the defense will stipulate?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, at this time, the court will inquire then from the jury. Has the jury reached a verdict?
Yeah.
Very well. If you have the verdict form, I'd ask the bailiff to bring that over here, and we'll have it brought to the clerk to be read. All right, the court has reviewed the verdict form, find that it's been properly completed, signed and dated. So at this time, I'll direct the clerk to please read the verdict into the record. The defendant would please rise.
In the District Court of the 7th Judicial District of the State of Idaho, in and for the County of Fremont, State of Idaho Plaintiff versus Lori Noreen Ballow, aka Lori Noreen Daybell, Defendant, case number CR22211624. Verdict. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn to try the above entitled action, for our verdict, unanimously answer the questions submitted to us as follows. Question number one. In regards to count one of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan and grand theft by deception? Answer, guilty. Question number two. In regards to count two of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan? Answer, guilty. Question number three, in regards to count three of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Joshua Jackson Ballow and grand theft by deception? Answer, guilty. Question number four, in regards to count four of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Joshua Jackson Ballow? Answer, guilty. Question number five. In regards to count five of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell? Answer, guilty. Question number six, in regards to count seven of the amended indictment, is Lori Noreen Ballow not guilty or guilty of grand theft? Answer, guilty. Dated this 12th day of May, 2023, signed by the presiding officer.
All right, please be seated. Madam Clerk, thank you for reading the verdict into the record. At this time, let me just inquire of the jury, is this in fact your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me ask now from counsel, does the state wish to have the jury polled?
We do not, Your Honor.
Does the defense wish to have the jury polled?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, the jury will be polled at this time. Madam Clerk, if you would please indicate only by juror numbers of each of the jurors if this is their true and correct verdict individually.
Juror number four, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes, it is.
Juror number five, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number six, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number eight, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 9, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 10, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 11, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 12, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 13, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 14, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 15, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 16, is this your true and correct verdict?
Yes.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. The court does find it's a unanimous verdict in this case, so I will direct the clerk to record the verdict into the record of this case. I'll now have a closing jury instruction for our jurors and also those alternate jurors that are in attendance today. You have now completed your duties as jurors in this case and are discharged with the sincere thanks of this court. The question may arise as to whether you may discuss this case with the attorneys or with anyone else. For your guidance, the court instructs you that whether you talk to the attorneys or to anyone else is entirely your own decision. It is proper for you to discuss this case if you want to, but you are not required to do so, and you may choose not to discuss the case with anyone at all. If you choose to talk to someone about the case, you may tell them as much or little as you like about your deliberations or the facts that influenced your decision. If you decide to discuss the case with anyone, you should be careful to respect the privacy and feelings of your fellow jurors. You should limit your comments to your own perceptions and feelings. If anyone persists in discussing the case over your objections or becomes critical of your service either before or after any discussion has begun, please report that to me. At this time, then, the court offers its sincere thanks to the jurors. I appreciate your patience and attentiveness throughout this lengthy trial. I also thank you again for upholding your important civic duty as jurors in this case. I'd also like to thank the attorneys who tried this case for your professionalism throughout the proceedings and in the pretrial motions that came before trial. At this time, then, the court will discuss briefly sentencing in this case. In Idaho, pursuant to Title 19, Chapter 25, a report is required to be prepared before sentencing called a pre-sentence investigation report. In a typical case, that report takes at least 2 months to prepare. In a case such as this, it will likely take longer. The court will inquire as to a pre-sentence investigator for the time frame required to prepare the report in this case. Upon getting an estimation, then the court will reach out to counsel for determining a date for sentencing. I'll just advise everyone that will likely be, I'm thinking, at least 3 months probably before that sentencing can be scheduled to have the report completed. The court will also advise at this time then, upon conclusion of the proceedings, the defendant will be remanded back to custody of the Ada County Sheriff at this time to be transferred to the Fremont County Sheriff for further proceedings in Fremont County for sentencing. The court will also instruct the clerk to collect any of the jurors' notes pursuant to Idaho Criminal Rule 24.1A. At this time, then, the court will ask that the jurors and any alternates in attendance be excused from the courtroom. And I am going to direct that all in attendance here remain seated until such time as the jurors have been completely exited from the courtroom. And in addition, I'll let the jurors know there is additional information you'll be receiving to the court administration offices on your way out as you leave today. So again, thank you for your service. Court will be adjourned. And Mr. Bailiff, if you could have all rise for the jury.
All rise, please.
The jury now about to leave the courtroom. Lori Vallo standing there in the courtroom, very much emotionless as the verdict was read. She did seem to be looking at the person who was reading off the verdict, but just very stone-faced, no real emotions or reactions to any of the 6 counts that she has been found guilty of in this trial. You asked earlier, Carol, about how long did it take? 6 hours and 51 minutes to come to a decision, a verdict in the trial of Lori Vallo.
That's not long at all. When you think they had six different charges, so about an hour, hour and 15 minutes on each charge.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very quick for them to get in there and make those decisions. And I'm just double checking what I said there. Six charges. Was it six charges? I want to make sure I have the right number.
So.
Yes, it is six charges. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder on Tylee Ryan. First-degree murder of Tylee Ryan. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of J.J. Vallow. First-degree murder of J.J. Vallow. Conspiracy to commit first-degree murder against Tammy Daybell and grand theft. So, many charges against her. She is now headed to jail, where she will very likely spend the rest of her life on this earth, not being the queen of Rexburg, as it turns out. That didn't quite work out that way. Although in her mind, I wouldn't be surprised if she's thinking, well, lightning's going to strike soon and that'll get her out of jail. But she is likely going to be doing that. I am surprised we are looking about 3 months out until the actual sentencing of Lori, because Idaho just seems to do everything a little bit different than every place else.
And this is a huge case for them. And so when you think about all of it, the preparation to even bring the charges against her and this to get to where we are today, there's a lot of work that goes into that. And you want to make sure you do it right. If you mess anything up, there's an opportunity for an appeal. Well, so you have to make sure you get it all correct.
There will be an appeal submitted, guaranteed. As far as the court taking up that appeal, that's a whole other question. Right. Very likely not, unless they were to find some sort of problem or error or something along the way that could be brought to the attention. But then they'd have to take a closer look at that and decide whether or not that truly was something that affected the case in an adverse way towards the defendant.
I have to say, listening to them reading guilty, not guilty, it made me very emotional.
Yeah.
Because I thought about the kids and I thought about the grandparents who have fought so hard for those kids and their older brother. And, you know, maybe this gives them some peace and they can move forward. I don't know how you really do move forward after something like this, but it feels like justice for those kids and for Tammy.
It's something where you're never going to be able to bring them back, obviously. If this is someone you lost in your life, your grandchildren, you're never going to be whole again. They are gone. But yes, it does bring justice and it brings some closure to a case. This is one where it just seems she lingered out there in the public for so long. She lingered behind bars for so long, never admitting, never showing any sort of guilt or any sort of remorse for her crimes, not even sometimes even recognizing that she was a part of them, almost being oblivious to them, it seemed, in so many ways. And if you're on the other side of this and you are a victim of this, it's utterly infuriating to see someone act in that way. I think the one thing that's going to continue to be infuriating for many people is I don't think she's ever going to show remorse. I don't think she believes she did anything wrong.
And, you know, really, though, they still have another trial to go through.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah. Chad's trial is coming up. It's not yet have a date set for it, but it will be interesting to see.
It's quite a ways away, too. It's not like they're rushing him right in.
No.
I mean, it took so long to bring this case, and now you've got to do all the same work on that case, even though it's a different group of people. But, I feel bad for the families. I felt bad for Chad's kids. Yeah. I mean, they had that. They were on a show where they were interviewed, and they were very much in denial at that time. I don't know if they still are. I don't know how they feel about this, but oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine listening to all this and it's your father.
No, 48 hours is where that aired on. That was about a year ago.
It was very interesting.
I actually just watched it yesterday again to kind of refresh myself on it. And I mean, they're going through trauma. And so who knows? I mean, that in itself must have been an interesting house to grow up in with Chad as your father. But it's got to be heartbreaking, confusing. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a child going through that, trying to understand how a parent that you love was capable of doing such heinous acts. The death penalty.
Your own mother.
The death penalty is still on the table for Chad. It is a capital case. I would be wondering at this point if they are going to try and make some sort of deal to spare Chad's life.
I can see that.
But I don't know that the state will do so. And I quite honestly hope they do not. I hope they say, you're going to court and you're probably going to get the death penalty. Since Lori did not, I think it would only be appropriate if Chad is removed from this planet. And then he can go become part of the 144,000 in the sky or whatever he thinks he's going to do.
They were planning on doing.
I think he's going to be in for a bit of surprise when the flames start up. Just a little bit.
He's not going to like where eternity ended up.
No, it didn't work out quite well. His visions and his books weren't exactly accurate. He'll discover he is in the fiction section, not the nonfiction section. That's going to wrap up our coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell and the portion of her trial. Of course, our podcast will continue to cover any breaking developments in this case, the sentencing of Lori Vallow Daybell, and of course, the trial of Chad Daybell as that comes out here in the coming months. For Carol Hughes, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us in the coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.